This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.
In questo giorno glorioso, domandiamo pace per Gerusalemme.
On what is supposed to be Christianity's most joyful day, Pope Francis made an anguished Easter Sunday plea for peace in what he called the senseless war in Ukraine and in other armed conflicts raging in the world, and cited the troubling risk of nuclear warfare. Quote, may there be peace for war-torn Ukraine so sorely tried by the violence and destruction of this cruel and senseless war into which it was dragged, Francis said, speaking from the central balcony of St. Peter's Square. The pontiff had just finished celebrating Easter Mass in the square, packed by faithful for the holiday for the first time since the pandemic began in early 2020. Applause erupted from many of the 50,000 people in the square and on a nearby avenue when he mentioned Ukraine. Quote, please, please, let us not get used to war. But again, the pontiff decried the war in Ukraine without citing Russian President Vladimir Putin for the decision to launch the invasion and attack against Ukraine on February 24th. A Russian ultimatum for the last remaining Ukrainian forces in Mariupol to surrender expires on Sunday, with Moscow poised for a major strategic victory in the southeastern port city. In Kiev, renewed Russian airstrikes hit an armaments factory, despite Moscow shifting its military focus to gaining control of the eastern Donbas region and forging a land corridor to already annex Crimea. Ukraine's deputy prime minister urged Russian forces to allow evacuations from Mariupol, which Moscow's forces claims to have brought under their control, though Ukrainian fighters remain holed up. This is VOA News. Israeli police on Sunday entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem's Old City to secure the way for Jewish visitors to the Flashpoint holy site, fueling clashes that left 17 Palestinians wounded, according to Palestinian medical workers. The unrest happened just 2 days after clashes with Palestinians at the same site. Violence in Jerusalem between Israeli security forces and Palestinian demonstrators a year ago escalated into 11-day Gaza war. The hilltop compound housing the mosque is the third holiest site in Islam, which, whilst the holiest place for Jews, who refer to it as the Temple Mount. The competing claims to the site have sparked numerous rounds of violence. This year, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, Christian Holy Week culminating Easter Sunday, and the week-long Jewish Passover are all occurring at the same time, with tens of thousands of visitors flocking to the city after coronavirus restrictions have been almost lifted. Sri Lankans protesting for days near the president's office criticized a lack of progress in finding those responsible for the deaths of more than 260 people in Islamic State-inspired bombings on Easter Sunday 3 years ago, piling pressure on the government already embroiled in a deep economic crisis. The protesters demanded the government uncover what they called the real conspirators behind the attacks on 3 churches, 2 Catholic and 1 Protestant, that included simultaneous suicide bombings during Easter celebrations on April 21st, 2019. 3 tourist hotels were also targeted, killing 42 foreigners from 14 countries. On Sunday, hundreds of people lit candles and displayed banners and placards during a silent protest in the capital, Colombo, calling for justice for the victims of the attacks. Officials have charged dozens of people who allegedly received weapons trainings and participated in indoctrination classes from 2 local Islamic extremist groups accused of carrying out the attacks. Recapping our top story on what is supposed to be Christianity's most joyful day, Pope Francis made an anguished Easter Sunday plea for peace in what he called the senseless war in Ukraine and in other armed conflicts raging around the world, citing the troubling risk of nuclear warfare. The pontiff had just finished celebrating Easter Mass in the square, packed by faithful for the holiday for the first time since the pandemic began in early 2020. Applause erupted from the many of the 50,000 people when he mentioned Ukraine. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe.